بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد إن شاء الله. We continue our discussion and explanation of the nine different disciplines that when someone enter in tariqat, these nine different levels of discipline he has to accomplish. We know that it is very difficult to accomplish them, but at least to make the intention. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the holy hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه، ومن كانت هجرته إلى دنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, every action depend on the niyyah. إنما الأعمال بالنية. Every عمل depend on the intention. If your intention is Allah and His Prophet, then the one who seek, who is the seeker, he said, وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Migrate from place to another means when you migrate, when you have an intention to migrate, to leave shaitan back and direct your face toward Allah and Prophet, that you will find Allah and Prophet. Or if you leave Allah and Prophet and direct your face to dunya or to shaitan, then you are going to see, to face what you are going to see. Depend on the intention. Where is your intention? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either reward you or punish you. So it depends on how you think and how you do. If you are thinking and seeking the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for sure, even if you cannot achieve it with your amal, because our amal is not enough, Allah will save you and Allah bestow His mercy on you, take you to your final destination. If you are going to Him, seeking Him, and He seeking His Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is said that there were two men. One of them is in the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there were two men. One of them is abid all his life, and one of them is not abid, is normal person dealing with daily life, make lot of sins, repent, make sin, repent, make sin. And the other one always abid, worshipping. One day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His irada wants to happen. So the abid said, I spent all my life worshipping, never I saw dunya, never I enjoyed myself in this life. I want to go one day and I want to see this dunya. My brother is enjoying, I want to enjoy. So he moved from his cave toward the city to enjoy dunya. The one that was enjoying dunya came to his heart, it's too much now, I am spending, wasting my time, I'm enjoying, I want to repent. So I want to go to my brother in the cave and to be like him and to be with him, and I want to leave this dunya, I will ask Allah forgiveness. So both of them, they moved, one in this direction to dunya and the other one direction to akhirah. On the way, that one coming to dunya, that one going to akhirah, the one that was worshipping, coming to dunya, the one who was in dunya going to akhirah, on the way they died. Now angels came down to take their soul, they're dead. Now what they have to do now? Now the angels don't know what to do. That one is abid, but his intention now to come to dunya. So where they will take him? Take him to hell or take him to paradise? And that one who is enjoying in dunya, going up and say, Ya Rabbi, I am asking your forgiveness and I'm going to seeking your way. Where they take him? They take him to akhirah, to paradise, or to hell? Allah inspired angels of death to measure the distance that both of them they have moved. If the distance of the abid more toward the city, more than half, they take him to hellfire. If the distance less than half, paradise. The one that who was in dunya, following after running after dunya, they measured the distance for him. If he has passed over 50% of that distance toward akhirah, toward Allah's way, take him to paradise. If he is less than that, take him to hellfire. Means innama al-a'malu bil-niyyat. That is the meaning of the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this story. It depends on your intention. You might spend all your life running here and running there. At the end you repent, Allah will forgive you. Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. My mercy has encompassed everything. So the nine level, the discipline, the nine discipline or the nine good manner in this series of the Naqshbandi order good manners is the level of hijrah. It means hijrah to migrate from dunya to akhirah. Migrate from bad to good. Migrate from evil to better. You have to know that there is no hope in dunya. The only hope is akhirah. We are not speaking now here to student in the school to tell them that you have to study and become engineer and become doctor and become this. That we are not discussing this issue. These people has to go and live their life. They have to study, they have to learn, they have to work, they have to do something. But we are speaking on the spiritual side. We are speaking on the Islamic side. What beside that, what they have to be in their lives. Hijrah, that level is to forget completely about dunya, and your hope, your goal, your aim is Allah and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What Sayyidina Ali said, اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا واعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت غدا. Do for your dunya as if you are living forever, and do for your akhirah as if you are dying tomorrow. And then he added one thing more. He said, على قدر مقدار بقائك فيها. He said, depend on how much you are going to be in existence in dunya and in akhirah. So if you compare how much you are going to live in dunya as how much you are going to be in akhirah, it means nothing. It's zero. If you compare your life in dunya to your life in akhirah, it's zero. So it means whatever you are doing for your dunya is going to be zero toward what you have to do to your akhirah. So Darul Hijra, the house of Hijra, the level of Hijra, is the ninth level, is to tell you that whatever you are going to collect in dunya, cars, there are, I know some people, they have more than 200 cars, 300 cars in their compound. You saw that? I saw that. And all these cars, very expensive cars. From the high-class car, $1 million a car, might be, or more. They have 200, 300, 400. They are sitting in the garage. They look at them. They are nice. They are nice. They cannot carry them. They cannot carry them on their shoulders. They have millions of dollars in the banks. They have lot of vessels. They have aeroplanes. But what's the benefit? They are going to die. We are going to die. They are going to leave everything. We are not going to lose anything. We have nothing. So at that time we are the same. They are like us, we are like them. Who was in dunya migrating toward his Lord and his Prophet is going to be better position for him. But if Allah gave them that wealth and they gave fi sabilillah, they gave in the way of Allah, even they are rich, Allah is happy with the rich. Who is ghaniyun shakir, is thankful rich, means who give in Allah's way. He doesn't turn anyone come and ask, give me from what Allah has given you. Say, okay, take and give him. That's no problem. That's no problem. That rich is rich. Allah will reward him. He is doing for Allah's sake and Prophet's sake. That's okay. When you have pain in your body, how you feel your body if you have flu? And you have, what you call it here, flu? Where you have the fever, and then you have all this ache,
headache
ache, and the body is numbing, like ant moving. Huh? What you call that? Musamutan, huh? All the body is feeling that samutan, that ant movement. All the body from down to top means the body feels the pain and feels the pleasure, feels the excitement and feels the, what's the opposite of excitement? Sadness. So the body feels both sides. The body feels the pleasure and feels the suffering. The body. Not only one place, if sometimes some people they have pain here or on the hand or in the feet or no, when the flu comes, but we are giving an example. You feel it from top to bottom. Means every part of your body has a responsibility toward pleasure or suffering. As the body, every cell of your body, every part of your body, wherever there is a muscle or a nerve or a vein, they feel the pleasure, they feel the suffering. When the suffering means in the pain, or when you are pleasure, they feel the pleasure. When you decide
to go in Allah's way and to make hijrah. Hijrah means you cannot go back to from where you came from. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved from Mecca to Medina. He didn't go back to Mecca to establish back his house and place. No. Finish. Although Mecca was his birthplace, although Mecca was the house of Allah there, but Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for Hajj and went back to Medina. So meaning of hijrah is to leave one place to go to another place and not coming back to that same place that you came from. When you decide hijrah, you cannot come back. So on the nine level, you have no right. As soon as you decided to move in the way of Allah, in the way of seekers, and you give you take initiation from your sheikh, and you interact with all these nine different levels that we have discussed previously, you have no right anymore to step back from where you came. You have to continue. If you step 1 foot back, not they will kick you out of their presence as in level 8 or in level 7 or in level 9 or in level 6. This is Darul Hijrah. This is your last place to reach. If you lose that, they will dump on you all kind of miseries and difficulties that you will be suffering all your life. And all these sufferings will end you when you are dying and giving your last breath. Then you are the utmost need of the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam, of the presence of your sheikh, in order that your soul will go easy from your body. If Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and your sheikh does not appear, then means you are losing the shafa'ah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You will be ending in pain and suffering. If they ask some weak heart people, if they ask, how you know that? It is not I know that, it is my sheikh knows that. It is his sheikh knows that. It is from heart to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who believe will succeed. Those who they don't believe, it's their problem. As soon as the murid take bay'ah from the sheikh, lot of karamat, lot of miraculous power he can see in his life coming from his sheikh. Don't think that the sheikh is blind and deaf. The sheikh is the weakest servant. He knows himself, he feels himself, he is the weakest servant. But Allah and his prophet, they gave him power from them. With that power, they guide their followers. Think the sheikh is deaf. If an ant is moving on a stone, do you hear its voice? It's friction of her footstep. It's footstep. Do you hear it? No. The sheikh can hear the footsteps of an ant even if he is in the east and the ant in the west. Allah can give him to be able to hear like thunder. How you hear thunder after lightning? He can hear the ant footsteps like thunder. Don't think that the sheikh doesn't hear what you are doing daily. I gave him that power from the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مَا زَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّ فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُ كُنْتُ سَمْعُهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرُهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ إِلَى آخِرِ الْحَدِيثِ. He said, when my servant, this is a holy hadith, Qudsi, my one servant approaches me through voluntary worshipness, I love him. If I love him, I will be his ears that he can hear with. Means I give him power to his ears that he can hear what people cannot hear. He can see what people cannot see. He can speak what people cannot speak. He can sense what people cannot sense. He can walk in places where people cannot reach. Allah gives that. It's not something that it is hidden in Islam. Prophet said it, mentioned it. Allah gave it to Awliyaullah. So the Shaykh is not blind. Allah gave him vision. He can see his murid even in China. Even in America, from here to America, he can see his murid. He can come to his murid. He can speak with his murid, even he is far and his murid is somewhere else. He can reach him. And the murid see, oh, what you are doing, my Shaykh, here? When you arrived, when you traveled, with what you came? He doesn't say anything. He says, salam and go. So, that Darul Hijrah, that when you migrate from one state to another state, means from one level to another level, from one end to another end, you cannot go back first to where you are, or you will be thrown out. And you will not get the shafa'ah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because your sheikh is not happy with you. So when you give your initiation and you reach that level, you have to know that no more playing there. You cannot do childish actions. You are responsible for every action you are doing. In that level, where he is seeking and reaching that nine level, he will feel the presence of all Awliyaullah around him. He will sense them, he will smell their smell, and sometimes he can see them with his eyes, not his heart eyes, but his physical eyes. He can see them and communicate with them and speak with them. How then you have to imagine how much is difficult to come with a dirty cloth in front of them. You have to clean yourself and to come to them. And cleaning is not cleaning this cloth, is to clean the cloth of your body. How you feel this ant, what you call them? Basamotan. How you feel them in your body, in every cell of your body, you have to feel that that cell of that body was in mistakes, was in sin, and now moving from the level of sin, from that end, migrating toward Allah and His Prophet, as the example of these two brothers, one moving from dunya to akhirah, and angel measured where, how much he was. If he was 50% and more, he go to paradise. So you have to know that angels are measuring every moment the distance that your cells of your body are improving themselves or not. Sometimes you wake up from a dream. Might be you are seeing a dream, nice dream, or a dream that make you afraid. What you feel? You feel your hair standing, is not? You feel all your body. If you touch any place in your body, you feel you feel this skin is coming up, standing up, wrinkling. Goosebump. Goosebump in English. Goosebump. Now what's the goosebump? So you feel your body goosebump. Goosebumps. Now I have understood. Goosebumps. Pumps. Everywhere. Every place you feel, they are standing up. afraid, or they are in that ecstasy, or they are in that fearness. So every cell of your body must be at every moment in this nine level as an example of goosebumps, standing, showing their tawheed to their Lord, saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Every cell of your body, as it can be stand by a dream, or stand by a pleasure, or stand by something that you get afraid, means can that cell speaks up and say La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. So when all your system is saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, is declaring Tawheed, the state of Tawheed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and accepting that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the symbol of creation. He is the creation. He is the servant of Allah, and he is responsible on behalf of the whole creation toward his Lord, toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When these cells of his body goosebumps, he has to notice that every cell of his body is asking repentance and saying, Ya Rabbi, you have created me from nothing. You brought me from nothing to existence. When I came to existence, and you have ordered me in the day of promises to do what you wanted me to do of obligations, I came to this dunya not doing except sins. I left your orders, I didn't do anything, I became disobedient to you and to your Prophet, I became disobedient to Awliyaullah, I became disobedient to my parents, I became disobedient to everything, and I am obedient only to myself. Oh Allah, forgive me. Allah, you have brought me from the complete nothingness, where there is nothing in there. Complete nothingness means you cannot see anything. That is ghaibun mutlaq. Allah only knows what is there. It is His creation. You brought me from complete nothingness to the light of existence. You have asked me to carry the trust. إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. O Allah, you have asked heavens and earth and mountains to carry your amana, your trust. They were worried, afraid. They cannot carry it. And they said, Ya Rabbi, it's difficult. But us, human beings, we were very happy to carry it, and we are ignorant and oppressors to ourselves. Ya Rabbi, forgive me from this ignorance and from this oppression. Ya Rabbi, whatever you have asked me to do in the day of promises, and I left here in this dunya, and I didn't do except sins, I'm repenting. I'm a weak servant. That you have to know, that every cell, as the cell can stand, can become goosebumps, can feel the ant's movement, what's that, bumpsy? Samutan. And can feel the pleasure, means they can say what we are saying now, means every cell can say that, and you have to hear it. And you have to hear it and understand that your body is asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you cannot hear that, means you are still a child in the level of children. As you are moving along the way and your body in complete daily repentance in such a way through all its cells, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order all these cells to move and concentrate their energy into the heart. And it becomes one concentrated center in the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His light. And that's why Allah said to Prophet, and Prophet said in the holy hadith, ما وسعتني سمائي ولا أرضي ولكن وسعني قلب عبدي المؤمن. Neither my heavens nor my earth contained me, but the heart of the believer contained me. So as soon as all this energy move by when they repent, Allah accept with the dua of the Shaykh and requesting to Prophet, Allah move that power to the heart. And when it is moved to the heart, now can receive Allah's light. Then Allah will bestow His light and His attributes, beautiful names and attributes. Then Allah will bestow His light and His attributes, beautiful names and attributes, into the heart of the seekers in that way. As Prophet ﷺ migrated from Mecca to Medina with the company of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, following their footsteps, you will be migrating with your Shaykh from the bad desires of your life to the highest, utmost good desires for Akhirah. And in that Hijratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, they went to Ghar al-Thawr, where they stayed there. Prophet was able to go to Medina. Why? Unbelievers were going to get him or kill him. He's the messenger of Allah. No one can touch him. Why he went to that cave? Awliya Allah say that he went to that cave to give Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq his secrets from his heart to heart of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq there has called all the atoms or all the spirits of Naqshbandi murid, because Naqshbandi takes from Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq directly. There, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he called upon all the spirits of Naqshbandi and called upon Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujdwani, Imam al-Khatm, Imam Khatm al-Khajakan. There they taught, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq taught Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujdwani the Khatm al-Khajakan, and Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujdwani leading the whole Naqshbandis, their spirit, he led them in Zikrullah. For that reason, in the ninth level, murid has no right to leave Khatm al-Khajakan once every week. There is two kinds of Khatm, the big one and the small one. Big one, you have to do it once a week. The small one, you have to do it every day. What you are doing now every week is the small one. Because now the people, they cannot carry too much. So Awliya Allah, they gave rukhsa, they gave them easy way to do that, the small khatm, the small khatm al-khajakan every week one time. Or originally, they have to do the big one once a week and the small one once a day. And the importance of khatm al-khajakan, because it is being taught in the migration of Prophet from Mecca to Medina, it was being taught from Sayyidina Abu Bakr to Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujdwani. So leaving the Khatm al-Khajakan, not coming without an excuse, means you are leaving a very important level of the Naqshbandi order that might be dangerous for you, that will throw you out of the presence of Awliya Allah. But not come and do it. You can do it at home by yourself. But it is obligation that everyone has to do it. And the one that has excuse, he can do it at home. And a person can have an excuse. If he is sick, he's okay, cannot come, no problem. If he has important guests that he cannot bring them with him to zikr, he has to spend time with them, it's okay, he has excuse. Third, if someone has offered him 3 golden coins, come to a meeting, and he came because of the 3 golden coins, means he has no excuse from not coming to the khatam. 3 golden coins, how much they are? $300? They were $300. So if someone tells you, okay, this is $300, come to Khatm al-Kharja Khan, you take that money and come, then you have no excuse to leave the Khatm al-Kharja Khan. If someone tells you, this is 3 million rupees, don't come to Khatm al-Kharja Khan, take that 3 million, come to Khatm al-Kharja Khan, I give you 3 million. You accept and you take the 3 million, then it is an obligation on you to come to Khatm al-Kharja Khan without taking any penny. If you say, oh, wallahi, ya Sheikh, I cannot come, even you are offering me 3 million, I have important guests, and I am sick, then you are excused. So anyone has an excuse not to come if he is offered 3 million rupees as well? Why they don't come then for zikr? They are busy? In what, dunya? He'll come? He doesn't ask them for how much they made money. Be careful from Israel alayhi salam. He is very easy and he is very tough. For mu'min, he takes their soul like you take the hair from the grease. Grease, you say? Yeah. Easy. From unbeliever, kafir,
Allah, Allah, Allah.
All kind of azab comes on that person. What kind of azab? There are today, they say, suicide bomber.
Sekarang ini azab apa?
Or people die in fire, burning.
Sekarang banyak orang yang membunuh diri.
And you see life like that, burned. Or by bombs, rockets, throwing on them, you see their stomach gone, their pieces. That's not azab even. When Israel come to kafir, that's easy.
Allah, Allah, what kind of azab Allah sends if he wants to send on people
is you cannot imagine. There is no language to put it in words. You know how many cells in their bodies they are? They are 3 trillion cells. Yeah. Not milliard, trillion. Every cell is going to suffer. Every cell is a complete body. We are not going to discuss science here now.
وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ